WA, mobile.
Did you get my text in 0TR?
Yeah, but you're talking about concrete. Ain't no way in this world I can afford 1,500 feet of concrete, baby.
Well, I thought that's what you said, was you was going to have it paved, so my mistake, Steve.
Yeah, I'm talking about asphalt. That's common paving around here.
Well, I guess it would be. Did you call him? I never thought. I was talking concrete, that's for sure.
Oh, and your text said that. That's how I figured it out. No, I didn't call him. Because like I said, 1,500 feet of concrete, 100 feet wide, would probably wind up costing me somewhere in the neighborhood of about $50,000.
Manny, you're standing in the community?
I've already got one quote at 1,500 feet for $22,000.
That's chunk change too, but it'd be well worth it. You know, an alternative to that doesn't crack and you don't have to seal it is those ground up chunks of asphalt. We had that over there on the site where you drove down for quite a few years, and it done really well.
Yeah, but I got a place where water runs and that stuff. I don't know what it is, but you can't keep it from washing away. Yeah, I've been dealing with the green regrind since about 2012, and I'm just fed up with it. I've done the regrind, I've done the gravel, I've done pretty much all of it. And I'm just gonna go ahead and bite the bullet and have it paved.
Well, for many years up in Kansas, and as long as you seal it every couple of years, it's well worth the money, Steve.
This fault really doesn't do all that good up north, you know, where all, you know, with all the freezing and cracking. But I tell you what, you go into New York with their concrete highways, man, I tell you what, Interstate 81 between New York City and Binghamton, New York, always constantly, the whole 100-something miles.
Point, and the weather was much crappier up there in Kansas, that's for sure.
But when mankind manages to wipe themselves out, nature will take the whole thing back over, and you won't even know we were here within just a few years.
You've been watching too many TV shows.
Touching a building over in Spartanburg, and it's a nice building. And it's just sitting there empty. They haven't touched it. They haven't done anything. And it's probably been about 15,000 square feet. That's a nice white finished brick. And let me tell you what, it's about to go into repossession, and I'll tell you, they wouldn't take a reasonable price for it. They, you know, they had the price jacked up, and it's been sitting there for about 8 or 9 years now, and I tell you, that building has just about disappeared.
I know what you're talking about. That is the truth, Steve. Well, as I say, they walk among us. And if they'd have priced it reasonably, they've got some out of it. With this building boom and all, they might have thought they was going to stick a fat hog, you know.
And now, they're not going to get as much for it now as they would have back then because the thing has gone into such disrepair.
True, no doubt. Yeah, on that asphalt, We got to where we sealed it ourselves, and we used a sealer from, probably Home Depot or Lowe's, and it had sand in it, you don't want to get just the liquid stuff. The sand stuff is much better, and it's not near as slick if the surfaces become slick. And so there's a tip I can pass on if you have to do it someday. Something that long, I just have some guy come in and do it. My son-in-law's father over here on Gap Creek, he has a long driveway like that, and they come in and spray it. Now, I didn't think it'd last very long, but I, again, like your thoughts are, and I was wrong, you're basing it on the weather, and I never considered that. And it's really lasted a long time since he had it sealed.
And I'll tell you something else, too. With the rental buildings I've had over the years, I've got lots of experience with that seal coat. And I've probably put out, I get mine from over here at one of the supply houses. It's coal seal, coal fire seal. And, man, I tell you what, that stuff is generally good for about 6 or 7 years, and then you got to do it again. But that's better than having re-asphalt after about 20 years.
When the water gets in it, it freezes, and you're quite correct about that. But up in Kansas, every other year you had to do it, or your asphalt would just go all to heck. It'd start cracking and breaking, and it'd just be a mess.
Yep. Well, fortunately, we live in the South, and I like it.
ND7J Mobile.
Mr. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. And I hope everybody's doing well. Just getting on the freeway on my way home. Going to stop and pick up some fillets and barbecue up some steak later on. I don't know what you all are doing, but that's what I'm up to.
Get back to the house, and I got a couple of little chores that I can do there inside the house, paperwork-wise. And beyond that, I'm going to stare at the inside of my eyelids this afternoon. Hey, I picked me up another radio, Bob.
Yeah, that's what you needed. I'm actually thinking about going out and getting my sprayer going and spraying my tower first coat, but we'll have to see. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, some guys just brought in a new dishwasher for Breeze. Now we just got to get somebody to install it. They're supposed to... That guy said they was on the way, but I haven't got any phone call from him. We bought it from Costco's, installed. I would have normally done it myself, but I just can't anymore, Bob. Getting too dang old. And, we just bought a new barbecue grill. It's kind of a mid-range one because we don't use it a whole lot, but Bernice wanted to go to propane instead of charcoal, and that other one was all rusted out. So there you have it. That's about what we've done today. We got it home in one piece, and I got to go get a propane bottle for it now. The propane bottle I had was certified in 1995. It had a mud dauber's nest in it, so I'm just going to trade it in even though it's full because I want to be on the safe side. Go ahead, Bob.
That sounds good. Yeah, I like charcoal, but propane is so much more convenient, especially if you want to throw a couple steaks on or, you know, grill a couple chops for dinner or something like that. I mean, if you want to take your time and slow cook something, I've got this new vertical pellet smoker. I love it, and I think Porterfield's looking at one, too, but anyway, I really like that thing. ND7J, over there to Mr. Steve. Go ahead, Stevie.
Man, you guys are so far behind. Nobody beats my outside gin air. Man, that thing is good to it. Oh, I can smoke on it. I can do about anything on that jewel. And it's propane, but you know what? It just works great. Oh, yeah, I picked me up a FT450, and I'm going to try to set up a long beverage on it.
That beverage will definitely be a great receipt, and then as long as you can be 300 feet or more, it will work well. And if you need the parts to build the terminating and the other the, I've got all the parts, that's what I'm trying to say.
How long does, how high off the ground does a beverage like that need to be?
3 feet, but I mean, you can go, you know, 3 feet and up to eight, back to three, and, you know, if you got an entranceway or something that you need to go over, you can go up and down. You can actually put them up as high as 8 or even 9 feet, but the higher they are, the more noise they pick up. So that's the whole deal with the beverages, when you get about 4 feet off the ground. And minimum, very minimum, is 300 feet. If you don't have 300 feet, you're wasting your time.
Roger, roger. Okay, that sounds great. I just couldn't pass this thing up online. It's insane what radios are going for now. You can't get anything new. And, gee whiz, a 450D right now is going for anywhere from $750 to $1,000 online. It's insane. And, I picked this one up for
$325. No joy, Bob. You were scratchy on that one, buddy.
Yeah, by the way, Steve and Tom, I get a little scratched. I was asking you what kind of antenna you were going to put on. It's beverage for receive, but what's your other, what are you going to do for transmit?
Oh, I've still got my 991A that I'm going to use for transmitting.
See, you're going to have one radio for receive only?
Yowza, yes, sir. Absolutely.
That seems a little bit redundant, but okay. It works, I suppose. But there you have it.
Not technically apt enough yet to be able to set up a beverage and still transmit at the same on the same radio. I don't know how to do that yet.
See, I should be getting better. Well, you need a special interface. If your radio doesn't have a receive-only port, you need an interface that will automatically change from the receive to the transmit. And DX Engineering sells one. I think it's an RC something 2, or I just bought one, as a matter of fact. So what you're doing will work, but you're going the long. You're going from Florida to Michigan via California.
Okay. Well, like I said, I don't know how to set up a beverage on the same line that you transmit on. So, okay. Now I'm going to have to go and do some research. But I'm still glad I got that 450 because it's a nice little radio. And, you know, hey, it's always good to have a backup.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But what you want to do is you want to look up DX Engineering Receive Antenna Interface. And it's RC something. I just bought one. And you hook that up to your radio, and you hook your transmit antenna up to it, and your beverage antenna up to it. And that little box does everything for you.
All right, roger. So, yeah, I'll have to go over and do a little research on that. But yeah, I'm just kind of interested in doing a beverage to see what I'm missing.
Your beverage is just a receive antenna, and what you're doing is you're going to hear the same signals, but you're not going to hear all the noise or as much of the noise as you would on your transmit antenna. And but you're going to think that it's a stronger signal, but it's actually not. In some cases, it's a weaker signal, but you're eliminating the noise. And you need a 350 ohm resistor to build a beverage, and you need a my brain just went dead. A little core to do that, and some other little components. So they're pretty easy to build. I can build you a couple if you want to. Okay, a terminating end and a where you hook it up. My brain just went dead. But you need two boxes with some components in them.
Okay. Now, Bob, one last quick question. I get Tom back in there. Can you run it through trees without any problem?
You it in as straight of a line as possible. But running it, you know, in a straight line, you know, if you need to go a little to the right or a little bit to the left to avoid a tree. When you're saying through trees, I'm not really sure. It's only 3 feet off the ground, so I don't really see the need that you would have to go through trees, but it won't hurt it.
Okay, well, the reason I'm asking is if you remember, I've got like 300 feet of Leland cypresses down my property line that would serve as perfect supports 3 feet off of the ground. And, man, I could run them the full 300 feet from my shed down the property line.
Well, that'll work. You just need a little insulated cable holder. It depends on what kind of wire you're using for your beverage as well. If you're using a insulated wire, you can just, you know, whatever, tack it up there in some way. You just, if you're using bare wire, you need to insulate it from the tree, I think. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, just go to Tractor Supply and get some of those little insulators. They got a nail in them already, Steve, for electric fence wire. They're real cheap to get a bag of them for a few bucks. And I heard Bill this morning, but those guys come in with that dishwasher, and I had to shut the radio down, Bob. And I heard him saying something about he's learning a Yaesu menu. What radio did Bill buy? He must have got a new one.
1,000, I think, died, and I forget what he bought. But it's something in the same lines as a TS-2000. I think it's, you know, UHF, VHF, HF, 2 meter, 440, the whole ball of wax like the TS-2000s.
Okay. Well, I had talked to him about that new TS-890 that we were drooling over, and he said it was an extra fine radio, but it's $3,000. So with his antenna and ingenious mind, he don't need to spend that much to get a good radio, I'm sure. But at any rate, it's great to hear you this afternoon, and I haven't been on much lately. I heard Bill say he works Sri Lanka and a couple other good ones yesterday. I've been working outside a lot in Sols Bernice, and so had several doctor's appointments and that. Been doing okay other than that. Go ahead, Steve. This is N0TR.
Hey, Bob, I got another quick question. How would a 160-meter, a 160-meter antenna, 10 feet off of the ground, single wire, straight, how would that do?
Forget it.
Housie?
Say again?
Don't waste your time.
And that's a fact.
Okay, I just was having the idea of maybe I could string a 160 up here in those trees.
All you need is 300 plus feet of aluminum fence wire or stranded 14 gauge or even 16 gauge wire. You know, this isn't a big ordeal. And you need, like I said, you need two boxes with some components in them, one at one end, one at the other end, a couple of ground rods, and then you have to aim it in the right direction. Okay, and depending on which direction that your property line points to, okay, the terminating end, wherever that's pointing at, that's the direction you're going to hear from, and you've got about 30 degrees on each side of that. So if you pointed it at due north, you're going to hear, you know, 30 degrees off, 30 degrees to the left, 30 degrees to the right. For what you're doing, you want it pointed at Europe. You want it pointed at about 38 degrees, give or take.
And I only need about 300 feet.
For 1,000 is better. They don't really perform very well less than 300 feet. They work good at 300 feet. They work better at 4, even better at 5, and they work outstanding at 6 plus. We've got one up at Fred's place, 600 feet, aimed directly at Europe, and you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe what the difference.
Okay. Well, and that's for transmit also, right?
No, a beverage antenna only receives. It does not transmit.
No. I'm not talking about for a beverage. I'm talking about a 160-meter transmit and receive, because I don't have anything 160 right now.
Like a 160-meter, you know, wire about 10 feet off the ground. It's not going to do nothing. You need to get it. You need to get it 50, 60, 70 feet off the ground. Most of the time, most people do not do, unless they've got a real, real long, like 270, 80, I forget how many feet, wire for 160 meter. It's got to be a very long wire. I think it's like close to 300 feet or 270 maybe, something like that. Tom will probably know. And that type of an antenna works pretty good. Most people use an inverted L with either buried or raised elevated radials or buried radials.
Yeah, the problem is I don't have the 50 feet and I don't have any trees to try to string it between. So, yeah, I'm SOL on 160.
This tree.
Yeah, 15 feet, maybe 20.
Yeah, you're gonna be. Your next best thing would be to get a long wire. But again, you got to get it up into the trees. You got to get it up there, you know, 40, 50 feet off the ground at least. Higher would be better.
Yeah, so that's just it. I've got that string of Leland cypresses down my property line for about 500 feet, but there's not a one of them that's over 15. Some of them, well, they're too thin at the top. So 15 feet's the best I could get. So I'm just SOL on that then.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Well, listen, give me a call later if you want to. What direction is your property line? Is it going north, south, east, west, where those cypresses are, where you got 300-plus feet? What direction is that?
My property line on that side would be about just right dead on 38 degrees.
Well, if you ran 300 feet of wire along that property line or more and set up a beverage, that would hear very well. Let me run into Ingles here, Steve. If you want, give me a call on the phone. I'll fill you in. Tom, good to hear you. I'll send it over to Tom. I'm going to go into Ingles and grab some steaks. Be out in a few, NT70.
Okay, Bob, 73. Great to hear you. You take care. And Steve, they're about 265 feet long in a Carolina Windham. And it's a waste of time, like Bob said, unless you get it up there high. Well, you saw how mine was, Steve.
Yeah, and you just have to see my place, Tom. There are no trees up that high. So, I'm living on what used to be a peach orchard. And I've got, you know, cleaned off real nice. I've pretty much got the perfect place to put some cattle. So, which is maybe the next project. All right, well, listen, I've destinated also, and I am going to head on in and do my paperwork and watch the inside of my eyelids, bud. You take it easy, and I'll talk to you again soon. KN4, VWA, clear up your final.
That's what you said the other day, and less than 15 minutes later, I saw you post a Canadian contact online. I was working some. There were some good ones on that day. Anyway, Steve, you might consider putting up one or two older towers, cheap towers, and string it between them. That's a possibility, and camouflage them where it don't look bad up there, which I doubt if you care out in the country. See you later. Have a good day. KN4VWA and 0GRs. I'm off and clear.